Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, guys, welcome out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but right now, right? So you can have that freedom, the life that you love, being with those that you love, doing whatever the heck you love, right? But it's so much more than just you guys going out and creating freedom for yourselves, right? It's about creating a legacy, about creating a life of meaning and purpose. Because as you financially prosper, you can help others do the same as well. You can be able to be a force for good and bless more lives. And that's exactly the ripple effect I'm working to create through you guys as well. And thank you for allowing me to do that. Because, man, with the thousands and thousands of you guys tuning in, sharing this and binging and doing everything you're doing, it's amazing just to see the impact that you guys are making in the world as well that I could never do myself. So thank you so much for being here. Quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great stuff on there as well. And as I mentioned before, there's that ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, you can download for free. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so today I've got a special guest that, you know, you guys know that often people will send me different guests, either if I know them personally. If I don't, then I get pitched yes, right? And so most people I get pitched, I'll say no to, because I'm like, no, I don't even know them. I don't know who it is. The funny thing is this person pitched me somebody else. And I said, no, not really a topic my audience will care for. And she said, well, Chris, how about this? And she throws me a little curveball and she says, you got to check out this guy, Hugh Odom, right? And I was like, okay, well, this is a cell phone guy. What is this? You know, telemarketing guy or whatever. So, anyways, but as I started to see the topics, I was highly intrigued. And I know this will be a show that you guys will not forget, because how many of you guys wonder if you can actually start cash flowing things on your own property? This is something that we can do. Like, everything is about finding hidden money, right? Finding those hidden resources. And often we don't know what those resources are. So you guys are going to absolutely love this. Now, I'll let you know a little bit about our guest, Hugh, here. Now, so Hugh is actually a former AT&T attorney. He was with them for over 11 years. And he's also the founder and president of Vertical Consultants, which is a telecom consulting firm that's provided consulting advice for companies like McDonald's, Walmart, Disney, basically all the big giants you hear about, as well as government institutions like USPS, right? The United Postal Service and so on. He's sharing his evolving story of how the telecom industry has become and will become more crucial, especially because of what's going on with this pandemic, right? With everything that's been going on, he's had a really unique spin on what goes on with this. As the founder and president of Vertical Consultants, he wants to demystify not only what is reported in the news, but is going on behind the scenes inside companies just like AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And so he's been a huge resource in media today. So Hugh, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us a little bit more, like, how did you start that background? I know we talked a little bit before we recorded the show, but what got you into that telecom industry in the first place?
Well, originally I came out of law school and I was more into real estate and the financial side of the legal industry. And about 20 years ago, I got tapped on the shoulder by AT&T to possibly start working for them. I was based in Denver at that time, and really was the first entry into the telecom world, and saw it as a huge kind of portal for things that were going to happen, because kind of it was one of those industries I knew was going to continue to grow. And yeah. And was with AT&T, as you mentioned, for about 11 years. And during that period of time, it just substantially grew, more particularly the wireless side of the telecom industry grew in that period. And then transitioned, as you mentioned, started Vertical Consultants back in 2010, because we saw an opportunity, a group of us saw an opportunity, because we were working inside companies like AT&T, Verizon, and others. Mm-hmm. And we saw the disparity between the big telecom giants and property owners of all types. We saw the disparity because those companies were using the resources, more particularly the land of property owners, to put up their equipment, build out their infrastructure, but the property owners were getting a fraction of the value they should be getting based upon the value that was being derived by those companies. So we started that company and Vertical Consultants, and really to kind of equal the playing field, because we were the insiders of those companies. We knew what was going on the inside. And one of the greatest advantages an AT&T, a Verizon, a T-Mobile has is they do this every day. Mm-hmm. A property owner, no matter how sophisticated they are, really doesn't know the inside information they're looking at. So
yeah, they wouldn't know if something's a good deal or not, because that's just not something that's talked about often, right?
Exactly. And that information has been hidden from property owners for so long. Mm-hmm. And our job is to get it out there. And very simply, I tell property owners, don't worry about what's being offered to you. Understand what's you're offering an AT&T, a Verizon. That's really where people get mixed up. They get so focused on what's being offered to them, they don't understand what they're giving in return. If I get you to buy something for $2 that's worth $10 to me, it's a good deal for me, right? So right. That's really the avenue we try to work with property owners, to understand value and understand exactly what they're agreeing to in exchange as well.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because this kind of came on my mind recently, because my wife and I were out for a walk one day and we're just going along the trails, you know, like the paved trails that we have going through the city. And we start walking by this farm, and right in the middle of there, humongous cell tower just sitting right on their property, right? Horse property and everything. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Like, I've never noticed that there before, right? But I mean, it's there plain as day. And I remember my kids saying, what's that? I'm like, well, that's a cell tower. Like, well, why is it there? I'm like, I'm sure somehow the company like AT&T or whoever just said, hey, you know, we'll pay you money just to put this on part of your land, you know? And they're like, well, how much they get paid? I'm like, I have no clue. So here you are, right?
That's right. So that's really, you know, that's really people go around their neighborhoods or towns every day, and they kind of see these cell towers, but they kind of blend to the landscape some aspect, and they don't realize what actually is going on there, and understand and why that site was chosen, why, let's say, an AT&T Verizon chose that site, and what the true value is. And they then understanding, well, hold on, is that land owned by AT&T? No, 90%+ of all land being used is leased by companies like AT&T or Verizon from a property owner. And that property owner is paid a rent. The problem with that scenario is that what an AT&T, Verizon, whoever wants you to do is very simple. If they come into a property owner, they want you to agree to a rent, an escalator, and a term. So if you agree to those three things over that period of time, your number is fixed as how much you're going to get paid, right? Your rent, your escalator, your term. So think of it this way. No matter how much additional value AT&T gets from that property over, let's say, a 20, 30-year period, you'll never see a penny. It could be the best sell site in your city, in your town, in the entire United States. You'll never see another penny. So think of it like an oil and gas lease. If I came out to you and I wanted to lease your land, I was Exxon, and I told you, I want to lease your land, I'll pay you this much money per month, this escalator, this term, you'd say, well, how much oil are you going to be able to get from my land? That'd probably be one of the first questions you ask.
Yeah.
But property owners who lease out sell sites don't ask that question. They just go, well, how much rent can I get? They don't understand, say, a utility transaction. It's not structured correctly most times when a property owner enters into that deal.
So who would be like the ideal candidate? You know, like for those listening right now, who'd be the person that says, hey, this might be perfect for me, or maybe this is something that would create great value for a telecom company. What do the telecom companies look for that say, hey, we're willing to actually do something on your land?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it's transitioned so much over the years. Mm-hmm. Initially, when cell towers first getting built, we were being built out for coverage, okay? Because they had to build out coverage. That's kind of taken hold, and that's done. Right now, the big issue is capacity, and you talk about 5G and things of that nature. So to kind of narrow it down, you're looking for areas where you're having highly concentrated usage, and that's transition. We usually think, well, metro areas or commercial areas. But you think about it, what we do now versus 10 years ago is nobody has a landline at home, right? Mm-hmm. So you have these, you use your cell phone. So yeah. When you go home at night or whenever, or especially right now, we're all home from a lot of country, is that you're using your cell phone. Well, to answer your question more directly, areas where there's restrictions of use for build out a site. So think of it like a neighborhood, a commercial area that's kind of near a neighborhood. We deal with a lot of self-storage, a lot of schools, a lot of churches. Why? Because those usual properties are in areas where neighborhoods are built around those things. And so, right. So there's limited availability of other sites to put a cell site on. Okay. Yeah. So really understanding, again, as I said before, understanding as a property owner what you're able to offer a tower company, an AT&T, a Verizon, understanding what their limitations are in that area. So if you have a property that is kind of distinct where there's not a lot of other possibilities to mm-hmm. for somebody to build a cell site because of restrictions from permitting to, you know, mm-hmm. residential surrounding it, that becomes more valuable. And that's something that you mm-hmm. may have an opportunity to have a cell site on your property.
Interesting. Very interesting. So give us an example of someone who's done this recently. Maybe like they went through you and say, hey, help consult me figure out what's the best way to do this. What kind of numbers do they see?
Well, the big thing is, you know, we've worked with property owners, I said, over the last 10 years. And the last 5 years, our average increase in rents have been about 300%. 300%.
I bet you with COVID, it's being worse, right?
Better, yeah. So, but the thing about it is, you're seeing, depending on different factors, mm-hmm. you know, some sell sites are getting paid as little as a couple hundred dollars a month, and there's some sell sites getting paid $8,000-$9,000 a month.
Yeah.
The big thing is that understanding, again, the characteristics of your property. But here's the thing. As I said earlier, if I get you to agree, let's say somebody comes out to you and says, I want to offer you $1,000 a month to put a cell tower on your property, and mm-hmm. I'll escalate that 3% per year and 25-year term. Well, that's great. But what happens is they're getting you to focus on that number. Yeah. What our job is to get you to think bigger. Because what I want you to do is get the number right today, but put a structure in place. If I agree to $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month or $500 a month or $3,000 a month, that's mm-hmm. the number on day one. I want to put a structure in to make sure as the value for AT&T or Verizon goes up, that I'm sharing in that value. So we talk to people is rent is not financial structure. It's a derivative of the financial structure. Yeah. So first is identifying that number, getting it right on day one, and then making sure, just like an oil and gas lease, if the production increases, some of that flows to you. Yeah, right. So structure, we talk to people about structure, and understanding that it is a utility agreement you're entering into and not so much a real estate agreement, even though you're leasing space.
Now, does it have to be a minimum lot size or whatever for a tower to be built?
No, it depends on the situation, of course. But no, we have clients that have leased as little as 500 square feet and have some at least up to 10,000 square feet. But controlling that square footage is critical in negotiations, because mm-hmm. when you're negotiating a sell site lease, you're negotiating three big playing cards, I call them. How much time you provide the tower company, yeah. how much space, but also configuration of space you give them, because that if you limit the amount of space, they may have to come back to you in the future and you renegotiate for more space, right? Yeah. So that's time, space, and the last is use. What you allow them to do inside that space. If you can limit what they can do to some degree, mm-hmm. I call it a gatekeeping device. They'll reach a gate, and when they reach that gate, they have to come back to you to get through it, and you can renegotiate. So it's all about that structure and reentry and being able to reenter and revalue based upon what they're doing.
So if there's other sites around you, you could possibly have the advantage over even though some of those other sites too.
Correct, especially with 5G, that kind of transitions into 5G. 5G, people contact us all the time now and say, is 5G going to replace traditional cell towers? Mm-hmm. And we say, no, what 5G is a densification of existing cellular networks. So what's mm-hmm. going to have to happen, so think of it this way. If you have a cell tower, let's say a quarter mile down the road from you, mm-hmm. what's going to have to happen is you're going to build all these small sites around that larger site, or build another semi-large site around there to mm-hmm. densify that network. What you're doing is you're filling in holes, basically. Yes. You're making it soft. So you, in doing that, 5G provides increased speed, lower latency, gets you a lot of different things that's not available now. So to answer your question, yeah, you could have a site right next door or down the road that could be available for a cell tower in the future.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I'm waiting for them to get more cell towers where I am, where we're on a mountaintop with seriously, a few thousand other people, and we got one tower that we share. And
it can well, you know, the thing about it is it's a business too, so there's a return on investment, right? So with the tower company, so there, people call us all the time and say, we have horrible coverage, and I said, no, I wish I could get you something tomorrow, but it's just they're saying, how many people are we serving out there? We're going to spend this much money to put something out. But the thing about that is, here's the other part of this, where we are in the world today compared to where we were a couple months ago, there's going to be a huge push internally by the companies, the corporate entities, but also by the government to provide coverage for everybody, because we're going to need it. Kind of this is kind of the difference in where we live right now. If you're able to get wireless internet and Wi-Fi service versus others who don't have it or who have it. So if you're living in the middle of Nashville like I do, have no problem. But if you're living in the middle of South Dakota, you may not have access. And so I think the government's going to mandate some of these companies to build out. And that, again, provides opportunities for property owners.
Yeah. Here's another quick question for you, too, is, naturally, you know, when we grew up, we would make fun of people if they grew up underneath power lines, if they did really weird things to say, did you grow up under power lines as a kid, right?
Right,
you know, How does the whole cell tower thing work with people in the proximity? Because I'm sure there's a few people wondering, hey, is it going to be safe to have something that close to me, you know, emitting, you know, waves or emissions or whatever, right?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe what's going to be exactly the health risk with different people. But I would tell you, of the years in the industry, is the radiation from a cell site is different from radiation you get from X-rays and things like that. So it's not a harmful radiation unless you're constantly exposed to it. That's number one. The second thing is most cell sites are 100 feet to 150 feet up in height. So you're not right there next to it. It's above you. It's not going to emit.
So don't hug it, what you're saying.
Right. Don't climb up there and hug the antenna. The only thing that I would tell you that basically gives us concern, and we work with property owners, if you see buildings with cell antennas on top of those, okay, and people are living in those buildings or working in those buildings, what we help negotiate for our property owners and for those building owners, and we promote this, is to have language in those agreements to say, look, you need to provide us constant testing that says the radiation being emitted is safe for the people working in this building. That's something every building owner should do, because that is sitting there in very close proximity to people versus a cell tower, which is, you know, 100 feet, 50 feet above the ground, usually not right next to somebody.
And that's a great point too. You brought buildings as well, right? So if you don't have land, you're saying if you have a building, commercial building potentially, you could even have a cell tower on that, huh?
Yeah, commercial property owners are some of our biggest clients. We work with some of the largest shopping center developers and self-storage and other hotels and things of that nature. So there, if you have a building, no matter if you're a large hotel or you have a small business, that is available to put things on your roof or attached to the side of your building. And again, with the 5G build out, you're going to see a lot more of that, because you don't need the height as a traditional cell tower, number one, for 5G. And secondly, the equipment footprint is a lot smaller. So you can fit it in on top of a building or even on the side of a building. It almost looks like a large toolbox, kind of that size. Mm-hmm. That's as big as it is on those little sites.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot of opportunity. We have right now in the United States about 500,000 cell sites. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the United States.
Yeah.
By 2025, there's projected to have over another 1 to 1.5 million built.
Wow.
Okay. So tripling what you currently have.
Yeah.
So the reason being is you have to build up to have any technology, as we discussed before the interview, to have any technology available on your phone, you have to have the infrastructure to handle that technology.
That's right.
And to have 5G and all these things we're going to, and all this capacity that's needed, you're going to have to build up the infrastructure. It's like building more roads.
Yeah.
If you're going to have more cars on the roads, you have to build more roads or widen the roads to handle the traffic. And that's what's going to have to happen with 5G and then the increased capacity needs that we're going into.
Awesome. Hugh, this is fascinating stuff. I love it. Like, this gets my juices turning. So now, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and say, hey, Hugh, I need to know, like, if I'm a good candidate for this and how we can make this work, what's the best way somebody could reach out to you or, you know, be able to get more information?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.celltowerleaseexperts.com or verticalconsultants.com, or contact us via phone, which is 877-456- 7552. We welcome you to contact us, ask us questions. We're happy to see if your property is available for a cell tower, or if you have an existing site that you're leasing out, we can help you get more rent and better overall terms as well.
Awesome. Well, I love it. This is cool stuff. So again, Hugh, thank you so much for your time and your expertise here. This is such a cool topic.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
You bet. So everybody else, hey, we're going to put those links in the show notes for you guys. You can check that out. But hey, if this is something you think that could be utilized in your situation, reach out to them. You know, go just find out what you can actually do in a situation like this. I mean, it's such a cool thing. So anyways, guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. I hope you make some great value today and you become the rippler that the world deserves. Go and make it a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.